Hello, said Scrooge, in his old, hard voice. What do you mean by coming here so late?
I'm very sorry, sir, said Bob. I am late. It's only once a year. We were rather merry yesterday, sir.
Now, I'll tell you what, my friend, said Scrooge. I'm not going to have this any longer. And so, he continued, jumping off his chair and shaking Bob's hand, I'm going to pay you twice as much.
Bob's face went white. For a second or two, he thought that Scrooge had gone crazy.
A Merry Christmas, Bob, said Scrooge,
and it was clear that he meant it.
A merrier Christmas, Bob, than I've given you for a long time. I'm going to pay you well and help you with your family. And we'll discuss it all this afternoon over a Christmas drink, Bob. Put more wood on the fire at once, Bob Cratchit, and let's be comfortable.
Scrooge did everything that he had promised, and more. To Tiny Tim, who did not die, he became a second father. He became as good a friend, employer, and man as anyone in London or in the world. Some people laughed to see the change in him, but he did not care. His own heart laughed inside him, and that was good enough for him. He never had any more conversations with spirits, but kept Christmas cheerfully and lived a happy life. That is what all of us want. And so, as Tiny Tim said, God bless us, everyone.